I sat quietly by the door with a shotgun in hand. Halloween had just arrived, and I anxiously awaited the yearly session of Trick or Treat. As always, I turned off all the lights, boarded up the windows, and removed any door signs. It usually did the trick. Yet, I was on edge. My only window into the outside world was through a tiny peephole in the door. It was enough to witness the hundreds of tiny creatures walking around on the street, all dressed up in various disfigured costumes. "You better stay the hell away from me," I mumbled to myself. Should any of the horrific, small monsters approach my door, I was ready to pull the trigger. Still, that would only provide me a minuscule opportunity to escape. There were simply too many of them, more arriving by each passing year. My best bet would be to remain quiet. One costumed child in particular caught my attention. It was a little faceless creature. I pondered how it would even eat without a mouth, a question that was quickly answered as its abdomen tore open, revealing rows upon rows of razor-sharp teeth. I shivered as my eyes wandered to the next mangled monstrosity, an armless, headless creature dragging itself across the ground with dark tendrils. But something else existed among the hellscape before me, something moving differently from all other things. A kid. For reasons I cannot comprehend, a child had ventured into the broken world of Halloween, futilely trying to escape. He wasn't screaming, nor calling out for help. He was simply trying to get away. I just sat there in awe for a few seconds, trying to process the reality of what I was witnessing. My first thought was that it had to be a trick. Then he tripped. With that, something deep within me awoke. An instinct I hadn't felt in years. Without hesitation, I barged out through the front door. The kid wasn't far away, just across the street, but I had absolutely no confidence that either of us would make it back inside alive. Still, I had to try. I ran through the masked figures, each of them looking like children dressed in creative Halloween costumes. Within a few seconds, I made it to the kid. Before I could pull him up, one of the creatures lunged at us, ready to strike. I pulled up my shotgun and pulled the trigger. Its head, which looked oddly similar to Mickey Mouse, blew open. The creature fell to the ground, but it still wasn't dead. It just lay there, dragging itself around, trying to grasp onto us. Before another one got the chance to strike, I pulled the young boy up from the ground, and we retreated back inside my house. We'd escaped, but it had come at the cost of my hideout. They knew we were inside, and it wouldn't take them long to break through the door. "Why the hell did you go out there?" I asked.
We were going home for curfew, but the monsters came earlier this year," the boy cried.
He couldn't have been older than 10, and wasn't in particularly good shape. "Where are your parents?" He just cried.
"They're dead. The monsters killed them."
They were already hammering on my door, desperately trying to break through. Despite their childlike appearance, they were unfathomably strong and intelligent.
"What are we gonna do?"
the child asked. But my mind couldn't function fast enough. Instead, I just wondered how it had come to all this. The very first creatures had appeared years earlier. We just celebrated Halloween like normal, decorations covered the neighborhood, and children were running around in hundreds of different costumes. I'd made custom candies that looked like blood-filled syringes. It was just Jell-O inside a plastic tube, but the kids loved it. But that very year, one of them went inexplicably missing. There hadn't been any adults present at the time of the disappearance, but according to the other kids around, there had been a faceless child wandering the streets among them. At first, they just assumed it was an incredibly cool costume, but as the skin started sloughing off its body and tendrils started growing out from its head, they tried to escape. Unfortunately, one of the kids got caught up in the tendrils and was left behind, never to be seen again. Of course, the government called these kids out as unreliable eyewitnesses and started their own fruitless investigation. As the next year rolled around, adults were required to accompany their children on their yearly round of trick-or-treat. Alas, that year even more children and adults alike vanished from the face of the earth. Then the next year, and the next, it took far too long before we realized exactly what was going on. Halloween became a forbidden holiday with a mandatory curfew after 5 p.m. For years, those who remained inside were mostly fine. But those dumb enough to venture outside in the dark on October 31st hardly ever came back.
"What are we gonna do?"
the kid asked again. Just moments ago, I'd saved his life. Though I feared our safety would be short-lived, I had to come up with a plan before the monsters broke through. Had my family still been around, I wouldn't even have opened the door. But they were among the first victims, and I had nothing left to keep me alive. My first idea was to leave through the back door, but then we'd surely get caught in the act. I had to find a way to save the child, even if it meant my own demise. After a moment of contemplation, I decided to go with the only feasible chance of escape. "Come on, kid. It's time to get you to safety." I led him to the back door, with only a minute left before the creatures got through. "You know the neighbor, Mr. Jackson?" I asked. The kid nodded. He was one of the few to grant strangers refuge in his house during Halloween. He typically locked the door once nightfall fell over town, but if I distracted the monstrosities that occupied the street, the kid just might have a chance to gain his attention. "I want you to run over to his house, climb up the drain pipe, and knock on his bedroom window. Can you do that?" I asked. Again, he just nodded, panic rising through his body.
"What about you?"
"I'm gonna stay here, buy you some time. Now get the hell out of here." I gave the kid a gentle push out the door and pointed my shotgun against the cracking front door. It had just been in time. They had broken through. I fired a round at the first monster, which pushed them all back outside, if only for a second. Still, the shot was loud enough to alert every single monster crowding the neighborhood. As they all rushed inside my house, I retreated upstairs into my bedroom. At a record pace, I boarded up the door, trapping myself inside. I checked my ammunition, knowing I could only take out a few at best. I only have about a minute left before they get through. I'm recording this message as my last spoken words on this planet. A voicemail to explain that I didn't give up my life for nothing. I just hope they don't speak.
Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a minute to leave a review. Your review directly helps the podcast grow and allows me to continue coming out with the best horror stories on the internet. Thank you so much.